This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1909. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 19th, Australia, Bhutan, Botswana, Brazil, China, Colombia, Cuba, Cyprus, Europe, Falkland Islands, Germany, India, Indonesia, Kiribati, Korea North, Liberia, Netherlands, Oman, Peru, Russia, Sudan South, South Carolina, Tajikistan, Turkey, UK, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ron Howard in California says, his best reception yet of Aussie Radio, the low-power Australian on 5045, was December 13th between 11:28 and 13:18 UT. Mostly pop songs, but with some news and IDs. And he says Craig Allen, owner and operator of Aussie Radio, commented December 13th on WRTH-FB about the station's current power. He says, yes, 1 kilowatt. But remember, in Sydney, Australia, we pay 29 cents per kilowatt for power. The Chinese pay 3 cents per kilowatt using cheap Australian coal. I assume he really means per kilowatt hour. BBS, Bhutan is not often reported in our evenings, but here's one from Ron Howard in California on 6035, presumably at December 12th, starting at 0116 UT, very low modulation, indigenous music at 121, and on December 13th, it came on at 0119, again, unusable low modulation, but still good gray line reception. And December 15th, sign-on was at 0130 with the Wild announcer for 15 minutes, and there seemed to be some music and singing. Extremely poor by 0145. The sign-on times are not consistent. His sunset in California was midnight 52 UT, while Thimphu's sunrise in Bhutan was midnight 43. As of December 16th at midnight 46, we are still hearing a barely audible carrier on 4930. So it seems the Voice of America's expansion to 24-hour service via Botswana due to the Zimbabwe situation appears still to be in effect, but I wonder for how much longer. When you hear garbled audio around 11760, your obvious first assumption would be radio of Anacuba, but not in this case. December 15th at 2108, there was no carrier but an S9 signal approximately centered on 11762. Listening closely, I determined it was an extremely distorted Brazilese, not Spanish. And there was nothing on 11780. Furthermore, it was not in the style of Cuba's Portuguese broadcasts. So, the RNA transmitter supposed to be on 11780 on this occasion was totally out of whack. And it has been going off the air at 2200, after which we were hearing the Radio Havana with normal modulation on 11760. I checked the next day, December 16th, and found no signal, good or otherwise, from Brazil on between 11760 and 11780. However, Manuel Mendes in Spain on that occasion was hearing Radio Nacional Amazonia on their other frequency, 6180, ID at 2125. I suppose they only have one transmitter, so it has to be one or the other. No luck hearing that here, however, later in the evening, and it's too may be going off the air at 2200. There's now a problem hearing Zanzibar on 6015 with their morning broadcast starting about 0300. Ron Howard in California was hearing something else December 12th, even before 0300, stronger than Zanzibar. I was anticipating this problem, although I haven't heard it myself, since I noticed back in late November that China National Radio is on the schedule using 6015 until 0345. It's their service in Kazakh from East Turkestan. December 19th at 0220, I came across something horrible on the 49-meter band extending from approximately 6034 to 6051, and peaking around 6042, an extremely distorted FME blob of overmodulated music, which sounded rather Cuban. But it did not match to Radio Havana English or Spanish frequencies, nor anything else on the 49-meter band. It was slightly more intelligible in the receiver's FM mode, so I kept listening and at 0227 heard a quick ID as La Voz de tu Conciencia. So it's the Colombian supposed to be on 6010. In this distorted FM mode, it was running 5 over S9, far more than it manages on the proper frequency in AM. So, is HJDH way out of whack, or are they attempting something new? Their other transmitter was also on 5910.3 in AM, as usual, but almost holding its own against the Heterodyne from Romania on exactly 5910. December 19th, until it went off at 1358, I had a very weak carrier on 11390, which I believe was a Leapfrog mixing product from two Balta transmitters of Radio Havana, Cuba, 11950 over 11670. It went off because 11670 also went off at that time. 11390 could be confusing. Dave Valco in Pennsylvania was hearing something there December 9th at 12.02 and figured it was Marconi Radio International. The low-power station in Italy is 11390 is a frequency they sometimes publicize they're using on short notice. However, it did not match up, and in fact they got a non-QSL from the station. Then he concluded it was some other pirate transmitting on that frequency just to confuse us. And then he finally concluded it was actually the mixing product from Radio Havana, Cuba, as of December 16th. And the Leapfrog in the other direction, which you might also hear, lands on 12230. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Here's another Leapfrog to look for, 17430. I was hearing a carrier there December 14th at 1402. Harold Froge had reported hearing Havana on that frequency, and in this case, it's the two 16-meter band frequencies leaping over each other, 17730 over 17580. The reverse, not heard, that would be on 17880. And there's plenty more wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, such as the 15370 transmitter, sometimes but not always, putting out a panoply of extremely distorted spur blobs around the 19-meter band. December 15th at 15:26, I was hearing one on 15438, and then additional ones at approximately 67 to 68 kilohertz intervals around 15302, 15235, 15167, 15100. Then on December 16th at 14:20, they were on showing up on slightly different approximate frequencies, these filthy spur blobs, 15232, 15301, 15439, 15508, 15576, 15166. I mentioned last week that I'd been in contact with Nathan Morley of FG Radio in Cyprus, or Famagusta Gazette, which has been broadcasting a 15-minute weekly program via WRMI. However, for the past several months, it's been the same episode over and over. He said he was going to fix the problem, and indeed he did. Starting December 13th, Wednesday at 14 UT, a new episode from FG Radio. As he had previewed for us, it was the entire program without any Beatles breaks. It was a phone interview with author Gary Powers, Jr., Letters from a Soviet Prison. He's the son of the U-2 pilot who was shot down. Here are all the times on the WRMI schedule for FG Radio. Wednesday at 21 on 9455. Thursday 0245 on 9955. Thursday 2245 on the same. Friday 0515 also. Friday at 1015 on 5850 and 9455. Tuesday at 1445 on 9955. Wednesday at 515 on 9955 and the one I just mentioned, Wednesday at 1400 on the same. European Pirate, FRS Holland, carried out its seasonal December broadcast already Sunday, December 17th. But they said they were probably going to repeat it on December 24th. The time might be 15 to 19:30 UT when they have a webcast planned on that date. And the frequencies might be 7700 or 9300, but we're advised to keep an eye on their website for the latest info, which is www.frsholland.nl. Thanks to Mike Terry and Manuel Mendez for news about this. How would you like to spend a year in the Falkland Islands as an intern at Falkland Islands Television? Hans-Jürg Biener sends a job opening notice about this, which appears in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 17-51 via worldofradio.com. You need to hurry up and apply, and the term starts in February. I hope you're hearing this well before the Xmas weekend, as we have news about some more special broadcasts. This from Alan Rowe in England about Radio Ohne Namen, the Christmas schedule from the German station without a name. It's carried via Channel 292 on 6070, which means you probably won't hear it beyond Europe. But he likes it, always including a fantastic selection of 1930s big band jazz and swing music. Highly recommended. The times are December 24th at 12 UT, repeated at 19. December 25th at 10, with more episodes at 11 15 and 19. Some of these are repeats of last year's show. Then December 26th at 10, 11, and 12. Even more are scheduled December 27th at 8, 29th at 14th, 31st at 15th, January 1st at 10, 11, 15, and 19 UT. I'm not certain, but I suppose all these may be 1 hour long. There's the annual NDR Christmas special, Norddeutsche Rundfunk, this time via high-power transmitters in Germany and elsewhere, on Christmas Eve, December 24th. Aloke Skripta forwards the schedule. It's at 19 to 21 UT on 6010 via Armenia, 6080 and 9740 via Germany, 9790 via Austria, 9800 and 11650 via France. And then another 2 hours at 21 to 23 with some frequency and site changes. 5930 Germany, also 9765, 6155 Armenia, 9590 and 9830 France, and 9650 Austria. These are greetings for mariners in the oceans, and I believe it's entirely in German. It's called Gruß an Bord, or Greetings Aboard. And then there's Radio Mi Amigo International, which, despite the name, I don't think comes out of Spain, but operates via shortwave service in Germany. They have specials planned. Sunday, December 24th at 18 to 20 UT on 5845 via Uzbekistan, and Monday the 25th at 11 to 13 on 7310 via Romania. Thanks to ADX and BCDX for that info. Ron Howard in California reports. All India Radio Shillong, 4970, December 17th at 12:38 with their usual Sunday Country Roads CNW music show with a DJ in English. The modulation at a very low level from the DJ, but the music level was good. They went into Hindi at 13:15. Ron says, remember the northeastern Indian state of Meghalaya, which means the abode of clouds, has a population about 75% Christian, while the capital city, Shillong, the Scotland of the East, is close to 50% Christian. So Xmas is widely celebrated. He was hearing non-stop Xmas songs between 1342 and 1358. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1909. Based upon information in much more detail at worldofradio.com and our weekly issues of DX Listening Digest. Many thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a generous quarterly solstitial and equinoctial check. and U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, too. WORADIO at yahoo.com. An excellent reference we often refer to for the latest info on Indonesian shortwave activity is run by Atsunori Ishida in Japan. It is rri.jpn.org. But Ron Howard noticed that on December 17th, it says, this site will not be updated after December 31st, 2017. So he will no longer be doing his daily monitoring and posting his results for a while, apparently. His previous results, which are still on there, started back in March of 2010, when there were many stations to keep track of, very much unlike the present situation. We appreciate the excellent info he has provided over the years and hope it will resume. Almost every night when I check around 06 or 07 UT, I continue to hear a barely audible carrier on exactly 846 kHz, no doubt coming from the new station on Kurismus Island of Radio Kiribati. Gary DeBock of Washington State has been visiting Kona, the west coast of Hawaii, and he says it's a very good signal there, and the programming runs about 19 seconds behind the other Kiribati station, the original one on 1440, which is 2,000 miles further west. Back in Victoria, B.C., Walt Salmaniv says, I start seeing the 846 carrier around 0300 December 18th. Audio fairly good by 0338. I enjoy watching this station fade in most nights. December 14th, from 1407 past 1430, I had a 10 over 9 signal on 5935 in Japanese. It is the relay by Shokaze of the other Korean abduction program, Furusato no Kaze, on its December frequency. And strangely enough, I'm getting better reception of that than from Seabreeze itself before 1400, which is currently on 6085, English only on Thursdays. All of these are transmitted from Japan. But not the next one, which is also Furusato no Kaze programming, heard on 7295, December 14th at 1434, 10 over 9, with their half-hour broadcast, in this case transmitted via Taiwan. In fact, there are two broadcasts of this, starting at 1330 and 1430, and also one in Korean at 1300. Harold Sellers in Vernon, British Columbia, reports good conditions to Africa as much as a sesquihour before local sunset, such as 6050 ELWA Liberia, December 15th at 2207 in English, stuff about Christmas, and ID at 2229. Here's a collision I had been anticipating, finally confirmed December 16th on 5960. The Voice of Turkey in English starts at 2300, and is supposed to go off several minutes before midnight UT, but they often leave the transmitter on and broadcast another hour in German starting at midnight. This is fine, except on UT Sundays, when the mighty KBC, via Germany, is also on 5960. From 1 minute before midnight, they were colliding when the carrier from KBC came on, making a fast subaudible heterodyne, and quite annoying to try to listen to the music from KBC. It may not happen every week, but it did this week, and could have been avoided if KBC chose some other frequency than the one Turkey is not supposed to be using. As I mentioned last week, to avoid Alaska and the Cuban radio war on 7355, Radio New Zealand International moved to 7430 starting December 6th, between 1259 and 1650. However, this had other interference problems, and they moved again to 7390. This was first heard on December 18th, in this case, without any co- or adjacent channel interference here. However, their schedule shows they are staying on 7430 for the extension on Saturdays only until 1758. but they might have to move again for the broadcast starting just before 13 UT. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, from his vantage point, says there is adjacent channel interference from Tibet on 7385 and from the rest of China on 7395. Furthermore, I noticed an open carrier, a very strong one, on 7385 on December 19th before 14 UT, obviously WHRI, which is authorized to use this frequency until 1400. And their own schedule says it is not on the air for maintenance weekdays between 13 and 16, but is on the air with programming on Saturdays and Sundays. Radio Sultanate of Oman has an hour in English. It's actually simulcasting their domestic FM service, mostly Western pop music, and with a newscast at 14:30. However, it's not always to be heard on 15140 as scheduled. Sometimes it's in Arabic instead during that hour. And I have found reception inadequate. It was managing a peak of S7 December 19th at 14:16 during some pop music. And Mark Taylor in Wisconsin on a de-expedition in the NASA flash sheet says he heard it December 16th, closing the hour at 14:59, saying they will be suspending transmissions until January 7th, and then will resume on another frequency. They call themselves the Nation's Station. An off-frequency Peruvian medium wave station ought to be possible in North America, but seldom reported here, although it's often heard in Europe. It's Radio Turbo Mix on 1540.5 kHz. However, Don Moore, currently visiting Peru, was hearing a strong dominant signal November 23rd at 0100, but they had an announcement about a big change coming, changing frequency soon to 710 kHz. And by November 30th to December 2nd, they appear to have made the move, no longer heard on 1540.5. Radio Sakha, S-A-K-H-A, from Yakutsk, Russia, has become, by default, the main shortwave station from Russia. Ron Howard in California reports it December 13th at 0351 on 7345, with commercials, 400 time pips, but without their distinctive interval signal of a Jew's harp. And they've stopped doing that at the top of the hour. The former parallel frequency, 7295, remains off the air. South Carolina. Jay Novello in North Carolina forwards a story from Walterboro. It's the postandcourier.com, December 18th. Headline, South Carolina preacher arrested following sexual assault allegations amid ongoing FBI probe. Authorities said the founder of the rural Christian compound near Walterboro was arrested on sexual assault charges after several women came forward with allegations. Ralph Gordon Stair, 84, was arrested by Colleton County Sheriff's deputies Monday morning, December 18th, and South Carolina Law Enforcement Division agents were serving a search warrant at the Overcomer Ministry. Stair is charged with 3 counts of criminal sexual conduct in the first degree, 1 count of assault with intent to commit criminal sexual conduct in the first degree, 1 count of kidnapping, 1 count of burglary in the first degree, 1 count of second-degree assault, and 1 count of third-degree criminal sexual conduct with a minor. There's another story about this in another local paper, the Press and Standard, which you will find at WalterboroLive.com. Well, we're hardly surprised since videos emerged a few weeks ago about Brother Scare groping girls quite publicly during his tabernacle services. You may recall he was also arrested under similar circumstances back in 2004. Now I wonder if any or every U.S. shortwave station he infests have the courage or the excuse to be rid of him once and for all. If you have listened to him lately, he has been talking about possibly going off the air as of December 31st, but attributing it not to getting being arrested, but to depending on God's will. But Stephen Michael Kellett opines this could be a pretty drastic blow to USA shortwave broadcasters, as he is funneled a lot of money into them. Meanwhile, I continue to hear him as usual on all the various frequencies, but sounds like a much younger Brother Stair. Someone is still playing old recordings. Here is a service which may have stopped. At least no signal was heard December 11th to 13th by Ivo Ivanov, checking on iRadio, EYE, via France for South Sudan. It was at 16 to 19 UT on 15250 in Arabic, English, and other languages. We don't have much of a chance to hear the only English hour from Voice of Tajik, 7245 at 13 to 14 UT. On December 16th, Ivo Ivanov noted that during that very same hour, there's co-channel interference from CNR2 in China. Mike Terry reports that Radio Caroline will officially start programming via the former BBC site and frequency, 648 kHz, Friday, December 22nd at 07 GMT. Another fire destroyed the number one transmitter at WBCQ Sunday, December 10th, 7490. The backup transmitter was soon activated, reduced to 30 kilowatts. Alan Weiner is trying to raise at least $20,000 to replace the destroyed transmitter via GoFundMe or via WBCQ.com. It was not on the air since last May, but on December 15th, I found that WTWW had reactivated 12105 for Xmas music all the time. It's heard in the afternoons and in the mornings. Even late at night, I can detect a carrier there, which is presumably it, although it's barely propagating. Ben Cobb forwards an FCC notice that WINB in Pennsylvania has applied to add a new transmitter. I suspect it may be just to replace the very old one. This would explain why they've registered some additional frequencies not yet in use, 7315 and 15670. Last week we reported the FCC had busted WCAZ 990 in Carthage, Illinois, for not paying their fines. However, they have remained on the air, defying the FCC. The call sign is now officially DWCAZ, meaning deleted. AQV 1410 Pittsburgh has announced it's going off the air at the end of the year. The station dates back some 100 years, but they find their news format is no longer financially viable. Kai Ludwig reports that Vatican Radio has now been officially renamed Vatican News, at least for several of its language services so far. Richard Langley says their Xmas Eve Mass, starting at 2020 UT, is scheduled as follows: to Africa or Asia, Portuguese 13765, French 6080, English 7275, and Chinese 6185. Rick Barton in Arizona reports an unidentified station known as the Foghorn at 1205 to 1210 UT, December 14th, on 6940. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storm levels likely, January 1st with ANK indices reaching 25 and 5, and January 13th, 22 and 5. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 on December 23rd to 26th, 29th and 30th. Solar flux rising slightly from 72 December 23rd to a peak of 76 from January 2nd to 5th. With seasonal greetings as applicable, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1909.